Correct. I want to predict your next logical behavior, or at least the best percentage of that. And maybe I haven't articulated it correctly. That is exactly what we're trying to do. We are not trying to create this all-knowing database of your, you know, the person. Because let's face it, we're not going to have a very big database, and we're going to spend a lot of time going after information that does not affect real-time decision support capabilities. Yeah, I see an attack. It's coming from multiple sources. It's using the NMAP, or I see some NetBus ports. I know what the next thing they're going to do. They're going to try to get deeper in there, violate some more trust. I want to be able to predict what their next move is, so that either I can, you know, hopefully stop them, or you know, it does have application for law enforcement too, I imagine. But real-time, just stop them from doing whatever they're doing. Stay away from my data. I promised him for...
Quick question. On the database, are you taking some of the background information as well, like the web browser type that you're using?
Okay, everybody that hits any of our sites, part of full disclosure, we do something like that. Anybody ever see Tattoo Man's little, all the flags in that one page with the last 100 hits? Okay, we do something similar. It's standard logging procedure. We are not planning on putting that into the database. We could, if we think that we want to do that, but we're trying to. Well, are we talking about the people that are submitting the information, or okay, if you submit the information, and we went round and round about this, we would like an email address or a handle. But we are not going to take what we do for logging and incorporate that into the database. Now, we probably should, because that's going to help us on our credibility rating for that. Oh, well, that person, you know, it seems like we get a lot of crazy hits from, you know, Southern California, and their information just, you know, really too concerned with UFOs. I don't know. Yeah, it would be valuable information. We're not going to include it. We're worried about... Some of the questions I haven't heard yet are about privacy information, who owns the database, what happens when you spit out a report, is it copyrighted? I mean, those, the science, the math, it's either going to work or it's not going to work. I'm more worried about legally somebody coming and shutting us down. Because I guarantee you, this is something that people do not want everybody to have access to. And it's not the government, it's corporations mainly, because, you know, they can't charge you for it. Question. Not by much. We, in a previous life, we did a lot of lottery statistics software, and we sold a lot of them. I'm not sure if anybody ever won the lottery, but we did pretty well with it. But some of those, it's statistical modeling is what it is. So we've actually are recruiting people that are doing this kind of research outside of, you know, what we think the security realm. We're going to Wall Street. We're getting some of those guys that can slice and dice and, you know, having to make their living on a fraction of a cent. We think they might be good at this. We also are going to some of the universities. Now, when I mentioned I had not done any research on the profiling aspect, I have done lots of research on neural networks, statistical modeling, and they're is a wealth of information out of there. It's out there. We have to collect it. Hopefully somebody will bring some of that forward, but we're going to use those same tools. We could. They depend on a real large data set, and we also. And the form that we're trying to fill out right now, we hopefully, you know, maybe we'll get comments to say, hey, you should be looking for this. You should be looking for that. We're going to try to incorporate that into the system too. That's why one of the reasons... If we were to take a year and budget this thing, we could probably build it. It would be very expensive. It would never be as good as if we actually get the internet community to come on and start working with it. At least the internet hacking scene, security scene. We think those individuals would be very useful. Oh, I'm sorry, question? Okay, I have to ask you the question too. In the first question, are we going to be logging what people are looking at? and the kind of questions that they're asking the database and the queries? Yes. But in the same lines, that's almost, we have to, and that goes back to the credibility rating, but that information will not be publicly queryable. See, some of this stuff stays kind of as proprietary to the database. And this database, if this thing works, this database isn't the end-all database. This database is only being used to fine-tune the algorithms. The only database that's going to be any good is the one that's in your environment, right? Who's attacking my network? Who's visiting me? Who's, you know, what, your database, your internal database will be totally different than this external database. But you'll be able to use the same logic objects. And let's say that you develop an object, and I need that. This system should allow me to go out and shop for that object and use it to, against my database. And that way, I don't have to let the database out, but I can bring the logic in and apply it to that. And because of this consolidated security console concept, the end user or the decision support person doesn't have to know what's going on the background. If it's not in-house, the system will know enough to go and talk to a trusted information resource of some kind and retrieve that those algorithms, those objects. Your second question. You're doing okay. You're looking for decision support. Okay. I can only say that at this phase in the game, phase one, we will not be allowing that information, who's coming to query, to be publicly available. We will have to look at it again, like I said, to rate our information sources. Now, that assumes that somebody's given us a handle or a name. Again, since we're not verifying authenticity of our users, there's some fuzzy logic, you know, involved in that, too. Yes? Well, we think that will possibly be environmentally influenced. When I'm sitting at my deck, I normally have radio going in the background, several television shows. You know, it's not all consolidated, but I'm getting information from all these sources. When somebody, when I look at something, I see something I haven't seen before, or we're actually getting attacked by the root servers. You know. Then you probably think, oh, we're being DOS because I don't have any beef with the root servers, but you'd still check it out. That's going to evolve, I think. I mean, there are certainly things that I think some of the search engines are really nice, put in searches. To me, that would be an alternate information source. We also have some tools that have been developed commercially for some other folks that we've had access to. This is, I'll tell you one of them, it's called Bullseye, and this thing is like a mega search tool, and we've been using it, and what it does is it skims the undernet. Everybody knows that you can go to HTTP sites, some people use an FTP, but there's lots of other services out there that aren't being utilized, and we feel that that's probably the first, the low-hanging fruit, that's where we'll go for, and we're going to see if these guys are going to give us some of their logic to at least put it in. Maybe like donate something to us, some source code. Yes. Yeah, it might not be the best business decision, but this might sound corny. A lot of this has to do with principle. You know, at daytime, I'm a consultant. I consider myself. The question is, if from a commercial standpoint, we understand that you want the algorithms, but that big database is something too. Well, I don't. You get the database automatically because it's public. The only true value that's going to come out of that, you're going to have to develop your own database because ultimately, this is to why are we doing this? Decision support, so you can protect your own information infrastructure. Your database that you create in-house will be more crucial later in the process. Initially, you'll be doing a lot of queries to the public database. Once you start building your own in-house talent, that's what's going to be valuable, and that'll be your proprietary database. If we go down the line and 6 months from now we have this great project and I go, public access to the database is closed, okay? I've lost all credibility, and, you know, I definitely don't want to do that. I can't afford it. In this business, everybody knows each other. Your credibility is everything. So it's very tempting, and this is part of the issues that we're getting with people not wanting us to go forward with this. The other problem is with not maintaining the database ourselves, we lose control of its integrity. So we feel it's at least in the beginning stages. But we, even if there's a pay service that comes out of accessing the database for like corporate customers, we feel that it'll have to maintain a public database, even if it's pay per view for certain entities. Back here, question you. Yes, sorry. That's what could be used for this. Yeah, remember when I said I'm not going to regulate the use of the database or the tools? You know, that is a real problem. But you know where that problem, that is an HR problem? It is a legal problem. Nothing to do with technology. And you've got that problem right now because guess what? All those files are electronic. And you don't think people go through that? What's your HR person do? They're working so hard that they don't have time to flip through the files, especially people that alienate them or upset them. Yeah, we know we've dealt with people like that before. But no, that's a valid concern, and we've had discussions about that. Quite frankly, it's not our problem. Yep, especially if they have your DNA in there and they know that your family's prone to some critical disease and you're going to deny you insurance. This is the problem with data, but that's not going to make the problem go away. But awareness will, so definitely. That's an issue. I know we're getting we're a little bit over on time. I have one more question. That's a little bit bigger, and it starts getting into a conflict of interest because my company is the one that put together a firm, and we are marketing that, and we're trying to do that. So Profiler does not do that, but the whole system would. So, yes, when I say vendor neutral, those data collection points, they could be firewalls, intrusion detectors. They're going to come into that same database, but the profiling portion of that database was just one slice. Okay, one more. Thank you. No, we will not be selling this database. We will not be selling hits. We're going to hope if we, I think as long as the site doesn't get too big, I mean like mega hits and bandwidth and stuff, we'll be okay. If it starts to get bigger, we're going to have to seek financing or sponsorship. That will be our first avenue. We will not resort to selling this name. We'll shut the product down before we start selling this as marketing. And we've actually had that prominently on our web page at the top. Okay, this is in the phase three now. Once we've refined our internal logic and proved to ourselves this is a viable go-forward strategy, meaning that if I spend the next 6 months on it, I'm not going to lose my house, that there'll be some reward at the end. And that's just the way it is, guys. It's reality. If it is viable, then what we will do is we will open that database up to people that are using their own objects. So you will be able to do your own queries against the database. And you can maintain your logic in-house, or if you want other people to be able to use it, you can post it to our webpage. And maybe you can create something that can, you know, keep you from having to go to work at 9 and wearing a suit. All right, I really appreciate you sticking around. I know it's kind of been hot. It's actually a lot cooler in here now, though. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it sounds like there's some music. I know there's some pools out there and some cold ones waiting. So anybody that wants to talk to us offline, fine. We have these little... where to put the flyers? We have some flyers here with the web pages. Feel free to get them. Come by and see us at the booth tomorrow. And again, thanks for your time.